The Wheelman is an action crime thriller written and directed by Jeremy Rush, starring Frank Grillo, or Grillo, depending on how you read it. Well, the storyline mostly revolves around a guy driving a car all over the street. It's quite an interesting part or film in this sort of action race car driving genre. Well, it starts off like any other film where when a guy on the wrong side of the tracks, really, of life is in trouble, owes some people money, and he's got to do one little bank job and so he can pay people he owes. Well, seems like a possible and easy thing to go through. So he takes a job as a driver for two guys who are going to rob a bank, and he's going to be the getaway driver. All he has to do is drop off the money somewhere and take his cut, pay the people he owes, and all things is great. Well, doesn't go according to plan when some guy from Philly, the a rival gang, tries to take over the heist that he's part of. And unbeknownst to him, he's doing a job because he's trying to remain anonymous. So he does it through a guy he knows who organizes these sort of things, who hires people, where the guy who's the actual boss doesn't actually know these people per se. All seems to work, and some guy calls him and tells him that during the bank robbery, that is, while he's waiting in the car to get away with these two bank robbers, after they make a successful bank robbery, they come to the car, and some guy calls him and says, "Well, you gotta leave these two guys after they put the money in the trunk because they're gonna kill you." And of course, he's skeptical for a few seconds, and he thinks about his life, and he leaves the bank robbers, which is a horrible idea. He should have just, you know, they're the good guys. He leaves the bank robbers, gets away with the money, and he starts getting calls from the guy who actually organized the bank robbery. What happens is his handler, called Clay, fucks him over. Clay wants to make a heap load of money, so he makes a deal with another gang, a Philly gang, with the West East gang. So there are two gangs in the hood. And these gangs, one gang is trying to rob a bank, already hired people to rob a bank, and this other gang hijacked the bank robbery by sort of making Mr. Wheelman work for them unbeknownst to him, because the guy who's supposed to be his handler is not picking up his phone for some unknown reason, because he's a backstabbing cheat cunt who betrayed my man, the Wheelman. His name is never actually mentioned the whole film, he just called the Wheelman. And throughout the whole night, it's a 90-minute film, throughout the whole night, where he drives around trying to find a way to survive. Of course, he's got a great moral compass, apparently. This Philly guy, we just call him out-of-area guy, because that's what his number is called. This out-of-area guy, and this unknown caller, out-of-area guy wants the Wheelman to drop off some money so he can purchase drugs and sort of destroy the East-West gang. And the East-West gang want that money, which technically belongs to them because the Wheelman works for them, but he doesn't know he works for them. It's a really interesting thriller. It's complicated in its ways and it's well written. And I just found out it actually took 19 days to film it. And just Frank Grillo was in the car the whole time driving himself. And it's a really brilliant film, well put together. I have no issues with it. It's really interesting watch, and I think everyone should check it out. Well, in the end, like all the good guys, he survives. And after surviving, everything goes according to plan. His family is safe because these guys were threatening his family. They end up dying and the money goes to the rightful people. And he makes a great getaway and he's fine and he pays off his debt. All is well. Now, my question is, after killing someone, going all over the city, you're telling me the cops are not going to arrest this man? I find that rather disturbing in the sense of the film. But this guy causes mayhem across the whole street and somehow does not go to jail or gets arrested or a proper cleanup. But then again, it's a gang-related thing, so I'm sure the gangs will clean up the bodies. But besides that, it's a really great film and I think you should all check it out. It gets 4 out of 5 stars from me. Anyway, thank you for listening to yet another episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill.